Welcome to Happy Hour. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Sean Cantwell here at your local alternative Solid State Radio. Adam is otherwise indisposed. I assume he's going and getting treated for his chlamydia finally. Good on you, buddy. Happy for you. But we called in a ringer or two. The only one of the few people I trust to actually come in here when Adam's away. The man, the myth, the Wes Immel.
Hey-o! Welcome to Solid State Radio. And in fact, we have a treat for you today.
He brought a guest.
Yeah, I brought a couple guests. I brought my stepkid with me. And everyone's like, what? You got stepkids? Hell yeah, I do. So everybody say what's up to Aiden.
Hello.
Oh, come on. Give us a little bit more of a radio voice than that.
Woo! Woo!
Wow, it turned into Ric Flair in here so quick.
Oh my God, he's Alan Yanglin already.
Okay, before we get any further into that.
No doing coke on the air.
Yeah, that is very strictly not allowed. A lot of things are. I mean, here there's a bottle of whiskey right there. You know what to do with that. I mean, Wes used to know what to do with that. Not so much anymore. Boy's been sober for like 5 years.
Six and a half.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
About 6 weeks before you launch this bad boy.
I'll be damned.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
The thing is, he's gotten even weirder since he stopped drinking.
I started smoking a bit. Now I'm having the same kind of problems. So I'm gonna pull a legitimate Snoop Dogg and actually stop smoke here at some point.
Really?
Like stop smoking or stop doing weed in
stop
totality?
Smoking.
Okay. Because I have some things to maybe send home with you later then if that's the case.
Oh, the edibles are fantastic. That's all I have to say. It slows my brain down enough to act normal.
I have a particular one that I might need you to do a field test on because
I'm scared.
I have told this story on the air. I actually told this story on Terrestrial once, which I'm not
sure
how.
Strap in, kids. It's Uncle Sean's story time.
So when we were last up in Harrisville, which I know your stepkid and his fiance are familiar with because she's from that area and that's where they've been staying, there is a locally owned pot shop we were informed about while we were at the consignment store downtown. They recommend, like, go check those guys out. They got all sorts of cool stuff. So we did, and they took good care of us. It was the wife's sister's birthday, so they hooked her up with a bunch of stuff. I told them, like, hey, I have trouble sleep. Like, I'm an insomniac like no other. You guys know this because you know what time I'm on Facebook till at all hours of the morning, Wes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. You and I go hours and hours of talking. I'll talk to him randomly at 7:30 in the morning. Sometimes it's 7:30. Sometimes it's 4 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. No, it all depends.
Yeah, like the sleep schedule does just not exist for me. So I had told them, like, hey, do you have stuff that would be particularly good about this? Because I have tried a few things in the past that didn't have any effect on me whatsoever. Didn't make me feel anything. Certainly didn't make me tired.
Right.
And so they suggested this stuff. These I think they're like 10 milligram gummies.
Oh, 10s? That's nothing.
Yeah.
But if you're not used to get doing them.
Yeah, and that's the brand, too, actually, the 10s. I don't know if you've seen those around. Mm-hmm. So I get home one night. Like, it was a rough day at the office. I knew I wasn't going to make it in time to drink anywhere. So, you know, I'm actually sober, like, completely for a change. Let's do a little bit of test on this, shall we? We'll take one of these tonight and see what it does for me. So I get home around 2:15 and take one of the things. I'm just sitting there on the couch like, okay, nothing's happening. 40 minutes later or so, still nothing. So about 2:55 or so, I go to bed. Exactly 45 minutes after I take the thing, about 5 minutes after I get to bed. Oh, my God. It's... now I'm feeling it. I'm getting, it's just, how do I describe it? Like, my anxiety brain already runs at just like stupid crazy speed. A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't get comfortable at all. Like, I felt like if I moved like so much as a centimeter, Rachel was going to get pissed at me and go downstairs and sleep on the couch. And I'm feeling like I'm probably just thrashing about like I'm on the Titanic, much like I normally do when I'm actually drinking. And
only you're not the orchestra that's playing as the entire thing's sinking, though, right?
Not in this case, no.
That's good.
But I'm just I feel in my head like I'm just thrashing about.
So who's drawing you naked?
Hopefully not you.
Damn.
But brain is just running, like, and it already does when I go to bed anyway. Like, I can't shut my brain off. And it just got worse. So much worse. Like, I'm just sitting there thinking, running through stuff. Like, it was a weird experience for me, man. Like,
I'm sure it was.
And like, I've taken edibles and things in the past, and, like, for the most, only one's ever had, like, any real effect, and that was one I took from a coworker who brought in a brownie one day years ago. But a guy you and I both worked with, actually. But, like, I'm just, it's, like, all of a sudden my brain's, like, the dreams and things, everything's, like, just super lucid and stuff more than normal. It's, like.
So what you're saying is you were tripping on gummies, essentially.
Basically, yeah. It's not until about probably 5:30 that my brain finally actually is, like, functioning like normal. Like,
dude,
I can
just
actually
see
fall
you laying
asleep.
There thinking, we're going on a trip in our favorite rocket ship.
It was weird, man. And then, like, the rest of the day, like, it honestly felt worse than, like, what would normally be a hangover for me. Like, in that I even get hangovers.
By Miss Frizzle.
Like, I felt hungover the next morning, and I don't get hangovers.
Get hangovers, you get awesome.
That, too. But I woke up and asked Rach, like, so was I, like, just moving around like crazy last night? Like, just tossing and turning, like, whatever. Was anything particularly off for me? No, you literally just stayed in one spot completely still for, like, all night. Well, I was high.
It happens, like, to the best of us.
I honestly had no idea. Like, she couldn't even tell. But it was an experience that I don't think I really necessarily want to replicate. Like, I'm opposed to maybe trying something with a smaller dose or something, maybe, but that did not help me sleep any, I'll tell you that much.
My dumbass one time, I don't think Aiden was around for it. Yeah, I'm sure you went around for this weekend, but had one of those disposable carts, the THC ones, and it was it was a 2 gram one.
Yeah.
So 2,000 milligram. So I took probably a 15-second hit off that sucker, and everyone around me, their eyes are getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and yeah, exactly. Wow. And they're like, "What are you doing?" I said, "This is only 2 milligram." Like, no, 2 gram, 2,000 milligram. My eyes got big. I'm like, Oh boy. I thought I was, dude, I coughed so hard I thought I was going to die. Yeah, it wasn't good.
That sounds very not pleasant.
Yeah, 0 out of 5 stars, wouldn't recommend to friends or family.
Well, damn.
I know.
I can't do the smoking thing anyway. Like, I mean, for one, like, I'm already reluctant to smoke, like, cigarettes or anything just because the voice is kind of how I make money, man. Like, I work
in the face.
Well, obviously, it certainly is not my, you know, my charming personality or my stylish fashion choices. But that said, like, between the singing and the radio and everything else, like, I need my voice to hold out as long as possible because I work in radio. There is no retirement plan from this. It's literally you work until either you die or corporate radio decides that you're too old for the demographic to keep doing a show anymore.
Then they just kick you to an oldie station. And after you die, they just put you in syndication. So you're still working. You're just not getting paid for it.
Exactly. So I can't, like, afford to have that. Like, I already drink enough as it is, so I can't afford to screw up the voice any further by introducing smoke to it. So, like, the edibles going to be my only way that I was going to be able to make this work. And thus far, either it doesn't work or it really doesn't work.
I understand that entirely.
So, I mean, maybe there's a chance. Like, you've apparently become quite the connoisseur in this department since meeting Courtney and, maybe beforehand. I don't know. But I never noticed it with you before you started before you started seeing her. So
no, it wasn't until after I started seeing her that I got into edibles, and it's the best thing ever. Being autistic, especially, not many people know this, but usually with somebody that has autism, their brain functions 42% more than a normal person's brain. So essentially what's going on is my brain is overclocked, essentially. There's more voltage running through it than needed.
Right.
So that means it works at high performance. My brain is essentially redlining at every given second.
That
sounds
about
right.
So
that's why I get so tired a lot. And the edibles actually help bring that back to a, I guess, a regular human speed. So okay. That's why I'm a little bit more coherent.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Didn't think of it like that.
Yeah, because long story short, years ago, I used to get really liquored up and tell Sean I was going to try and, like,
you're going to call a taxi to come to my house to kick my ass.
Yeah, I was going to call MTA to have him come pick me up and bring it and take him to kick his ass. You don't care? Well, I'd kick your ass, but MTA doesn't go out this late.
They also don't Godzilla appear.
That's, hey, but they do go out to where we are now, but, you know, unless you lived in Flint, I'm kind of, you know.
Yeah, doesn't do me much good, I suppose.
Exactly.
We got a lot of stuff to get to today, and apparently the stepkid's big on the football thing. So we're going to mess with him a little bit coming up. It is Happy Hour, your local alternative, Solid State Radio. It is Happy Hour.
Yay.
That's where I'd say he's Adam Herhuck, but he's not here. He's Wes Immel. I'm Sean Cantwell, and that is, what the hell is your name again?
My name's Aiden.
Aiden. Yep. All right.
Aiden Desimitz.
Yep.
I'm not going to remember that.
Well, that's fine. Ask him what his middle name is.
Dare I ask?
If you want.
Okay.
Xerxes.
Okay.
Yeah. I kid you not. X-E-R.
X-E-S.
Uh-huh. Yep. That was not his mother's doing.
Apparently someone was into, what, Greek or Egyptian mythology? I don't remember which.
It was one of those.
One of the two. Either way, we're throwing Ra the Sun God over here into a little bit of football talk because apparently he's a big football guy, and I've decided I want to put him on the spot live on the air because this is just the kind of thing I enjoy doing.
All I have to say is, Aiden, I cannot help you after this point. Whatever is said, whatever is done is between you and Cantwell.
All right, let's go.
May the odds forever be in your favor.
One can only hope. So a lot of things have happened in the National Football League this week. A lot of overreactions have been drawn, and we're here, as always, to help you sort through what's fact and what's BS. Overreaction time. Let's do it. Maestro, the music, please. All right, so first overreaction of the week.
That music.
NFL primetime. ESPN.
Yeah,
I almost hear Chris Berman making stupid noises in the background and everything. Back, 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 back. As he does. First overreaction. The Cleveland Browns will make the playoffs. Overreaction or reality, Aiden?
Overreaction.
Lay it on me. You gotta give me a little more to work with here.
Show your work.
I don't see it. I mean, you got their starting QB, Kenny Pickett, isn't really much to show.
Well, Pickett starting for the Steelers, that's probably why.
Oh, hey.
Cleveland.
Yeah, sorry. Jeez. Deshaun Watson's out, so, I mean, that doesn't help their case. And Deshaun Watson's not like what he used to be.
No, certainly not. Like, Watson was not – I mean, you can't take – and I said it at the time when they traded for him. Mm-hmm. You can't take time off of that magnitude from the NFL, especially as a QB. You're going to lose a step every single time. And he came back – you know, much like Pet Sematary, they never come back out the same way they went in. And
Browns they're just not generally good at finding good QBs. I mean, they, you know.
They're the Browns. What do you expect?
Well, they haven't had a good QB since Bernie Kosar?
I mean, yeah. The Browns just, they're not like what they used to be.
Well, if by what they used to be you mean before they moved to Baltimore? Yeah absolutely.
Exactly.
Dorian Thompson-Robinson, he's your starter now. He had an absolute disaster of a first start. Threw three picks against the Ravens. Went 165 yards last week with no touchdowns and a pick. But did somehow lead the Browns in a game-winning drive in the final minute 18. I'm sorry. The Ravens are still absolutely, they're going to win that division.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't see Cleveland making a push, even though that defense, Jim Schwartz, is probably the best defensive coordinator going right now in the National Football League. He has them playing out of their minds.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think the offense can do nearly enough to sustain that. You're looking at it right now in that division. You're not winning the division by any means. Baltimore is like starting to look like a Super Bowl team.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh could yet catch up and surpass you in your own division. But even as far as a wild card goes, AFC West isn't sending a second team. Everybody else other than KC is trash. Houston probably gets in. Pittsburgh's getting in, I think. And I'm not counting out the Buffalo Bills. So I don't even see a wild card path for them. So I have to agree with you. Overreaction, absolutely. Up next, Darren Bland is the defensive player of the year. He continued a dominant season in the secondary with his fourth interception return for a touchdown on the season, tying Eric Allen, Jim Kearney, and Ken Houston for most in a single season in NFL history. That touchdown helped the Cowboys to blow out the Carolina Panthers. Overreaction reality. Darren Bland as defensive player of the year.
I'm going to say reality. I mean, the Cowboys, they're, you know, they're really good at, you know, finding those defensive prospects, especially at DB. I mean, they've already had Trayvon Diggs, who in his rookie year was, you know, he wasn't much, but his second year, he was crazy.
I can't absolutely agree with you. You can make an argument for, I think the only guy right now that I would make an argument for other than him would be maybe Myles Garrett, maybe Micah Parsons. He should absolutely be in consideration as of right now. Other than Philly, he's been dominant against everybody in coverage. He scored as many touchdowns as Travis Kelce has this season, if you can believe that.
Oh, you mean Mr. Swift?
Yes, yep. Mr. Swift. Next overreaction, Brandon Staley should be fired this week. Overreaction or reality?
The guy from Alice in Chains?
No, the guy who's coaching the Los Angeles Chargers.
Oh, please get him out of there. He's doing them dirty. I mean, like, the Chargers are incredible. I mean, they have two incredible wide receivers. Is it Keenan Allen or is it Michael or Williams that's injured?
I believe it's Keenan Allen.
Yeah, all right. But still, I mean, you still have Williams out there who can still grab and run routes. I mean, I don't know what they need to do to make Herbert a good QB. I mean, he's already out there.
I feel like Herbert is a good QB, but he's just not.
He doesn't have the
coach. No, Keenan Allen is playing, so Williams is out.
Oh,
is out.
All right.
Sorry, I don't follow the Chargers that closely,
yeah.
Clearly. Can you tell?
Nobody does.
Yeah, including the entire city of Los Angeles, really. Herbert's got the talent. I mean, he threw two touchdowns on Sunday. Unfortunately, yeah. Got sacked twice. The problems don't lie with him. Like, a good coach could probably get more out of him. Problem with Staley, one of the big problems with him is, and we talked about it the week of the Lions game, there's no one other than Dan Campbell who goes for it more on fourth down, goes for it and, you know, does the things that are gutsy when you're good and stupid when you're not. And the problem is Dan Campbell managed to find that line between gutsy and stupid. Meanwhile, Staley just has crossed far over it. When you look at the Chargers, though, right now, they've lost two consecutive games to NFC North teams, each by one score. The Packers had lost five of their last six heading into that game. The one win coming against a quarterback who isn't even currently on the team that they beat. They've now got five losses by three or fewer points. This team cannot close a close game. They are the first team to lose five of their first 10 games by allowing a game-winning score in the last 3 minutes of regulation since the 2000 San Diego Chargers. Herbert's 29 for 30 as a starter, and I get that it's not entirely his fault, not by any means. But something has to be done as far as the coaching here. Like, Staley's just never really figured out what to do with him. He's got to go. No, still not the guy from Alice in Chains.
I wasn't sure if we had that part in the last part of the
Nope. Yeah, so it's beyond time to move on. So speaking of coaches that should or should not be fired, Ron Rivera should be fired this week. Overreaction or reality?
For reality, because, I mean, you don't, you know, tanking reasons, obviously, you got rid of your two main defensive ends. No, you're not going to have any pressure anymore. You're just relying on, you know, tanking.
I mean, that's clearly where you're at this point. But the only reason I don't think he gets fired this week is because it's a short week. They're playing Dallas on Thanksgiving. No assistants can be able to prepare anything resembling a competent game plan by Thursday.
No.
Maybe after the holiday, I could see it happening because clearly this team is going into, like, you're going into a rebuild. When you trade both your leading edge rushers, both guys that you took very, you know, picked very high in the draft, you're clearly signaling that you're waving the white flag on not only this season, but like the next two or three. So now is the time, especially because they're not in a good place in that division. Philly's the best team in the NFC right now. Dallas is always at least good enough to make it to the playoffs, even if they inevitably choke. And you're going to be fighting it out for third place with the G-men for like the next 3 or 4 years. Yeah. May as well just rip the Band-Aid off and just get the rebuild underway now. I mean, you're basically already there. Rivera's going to be gone at the end of the year regardless. I just think they wait another week on it. The Buffalo Bills will make the playoffs. Overreaction or reality?
Reality. And I say this with much love in my heart for Buffalo because, you know, they are a good team. They've got the talent. They've got everything in their hands to make it. They're struggling, and they're not even playing some of the greatest teams we have here.
They're not exactly playing the cream of the crop right now. I mean, they did win and get a nice win over the Jets on Sunday.
Right.
But it's
not the best of the, you know.
Yeah, it's still the Jets. More on that later. But at least in the short term, it seems like the change in offensive coordinator, because you'll remember, theirs got sacked a couple weeks ago. It seems to have done Josh Allen some good so far. He threw for 275 yards and 3 touchdowns that day. They are behind, a half game behind the Steelers and the Texans for the final playoff spot. I don't necessarily know if they'll surpass those two teams, because I told you earlier, I think Cleveland's going to fall out of playoff contention. Oh, yeah. I think it's going to come down between Buffalo and Cleveland for that last playoff spot, and I think Buffalo is ultimately going to get together to do it. That said, this next stretch of schedule, it's going to be tough. You got Philly on the road, you got KC at home, and you have Dallas at home. And I think you can beat Dallas at home. KC looks a little more mortal than they have in years past, as Monday was kind of an indication of. And I don't like your odds beating Philly in Philly. But if you can take two of those three, yeah, you're absolutely making the playoffs. Up next, Brock Purdy is the league MVP. Overreaction or reality, Aiden?
Overreaction. And I say this because, you know, you put any QB in where Brock Purdy's at now, and they're going to succeed like how he is now. I mean, you've got Debo, you've got George Kittle, you got a whole bunch of offensive weapons on there, and you've got a great O-line. It's not really hard to fail.
And you got McCaffrey, who's a weapon, in both facets of the game.
Oh yeah,
like you're stacked with talent, and your defense is rock solid. You could plug in any of like the top 10, 15. Quarterbacks in the league into that situation, they'll thrive. You could plug Jared Goff in there and he'll thrive. You could plug Trevor Lawrence in there and he'll thrive. You could plug C.J. Stroud in there right now, and he'll probably win you a Super Bowl.
You could probably throw Ross in there. Yeah, he's not as good as he used to be, but he'd still be able to succeed with a team like that.
No, you absolutely have a guy that have a no shortage of guys who can do what he's currently doing. Not to take anything away from the performances he's had, because...
Oh, of course not, no.
He did go 21 of 25 on Sunday. 333 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, a perfect passer rating. He leads the NFL in passer rating and yards per attempt on the season, by the way. But that said, it's fair to put him in the conversation. I would still take, in the MVP race, Jalen Hurts over him all day long. You could still argue Mahomes over him. You could argue Lamar over him.
Oh, yeah.
You could argue, I'd be less inclined to argue, but you could in theory argue Tua even over him. Yeah. Although I think if anybody, I'd probably give Tyreek that over Tua. I mean, Tua's, I've talked on the show about it. Like, he's doing enough. He does enough to not get exposed, and Mike McDaniel has figured out really how to scheme well when you have 2 yards after the catch monsters like Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle.
Oh, yeah.
But...
You got two crazy speed demons out there who can practically just control the whole entire, the field. They run anywhere, nobody catches up to them.
Exactly. But there's a number of guys I would give who could drop in that situation right now and do what he's doing, if not better.
Oh, yeah.
And as far as MVP goes, for me, it's Jalen Hurts until proven otherwise.
I mean, he's came out in, 9-1 record? As of the Kansas City win, I mean...
Correct.
It's insane.
He's been good, and he's...
He proved to be a starter.
He did, and there were a lot of people... There were people who questioned it early on. Yeah. But, I mean, his passing game, like he's close to 70% in completion percentage. He's thrown 15 touchdowns on the season. He's got 9 interceptions. He's close to, a little over 7.5 yards per attempt. And then on the running side of things, obviously... Yeah. He's always a threat to take off run into. And that's before we even, you know, with the tush push thing, which only that team seems to be able to thrive with. No one else can pull that off except them.
A
tush push.
Like, you literally, they just line up behind and push the guy into the end zone or push him in for the first down or whatever. Like, when you have a strong, you know, line like that that can do that.
And you also have a tough QB. You forget that this guy could squat 600 pounds. I mean, he's got the legs.
Usually when I hear tush push, I think of eating too much cheese, but, you know, that's just me.
Oh, Wes. One more here. Last overreaction. The Jets shouldn't go back to Zach Wilson. Overreaction or reality?
Reality. Do not go back to him. He's just going to – he doesn't seem to improve. Like, I mean, he's given all the offensive weapons. I mean
– Breece Hall's a beast. Garrett Wilson is one of the better receivers in the league. Like, it's you have some pieces around you and – some really good defensive talent as well, but he's just not good. Like, this team went so quickly from being, like, people had them projected to go to even make it to a Super Bowl this year with Aaron Rodgers. The second he goes down, Wilson comes in, and now you're not sure if they're even going to make the playoffs, which I tend to think that they will not.
Oh, gosh. Not with the way they're playing right now.
I admittedly didn't think they were – I didn't think they were going to make the playoffs with Rodgers, but without him, they're not.
Yeah.
It's a bad sign when Tim Boyle, a guy who was proven over his stint getting starts for the Lions, is not an NFL-caliber starting quarterback, and yet they're still giving him the start going forward.
It's like putting Ebron on the field and expecting him to catch a pass.
Well, yeah, that just doesn't happen. But when he's your best option at quarterback, that's a problem. Like, a guy who has thrown, I believe, more career interceptions than touchdowns by a significant margin in his career, and Robert Saleh and company are seriously wanting to start him instead. Like, the legitimate stat, not making this up, 3 career touchdowns.
Jeez.
To 9 picks.
And I'm sorry, but you're 30 in the league, and I mean, you've got 3 touchdowns?
Is he that?
You
think he's older than that? He's 29. But when that's your better option than Zach Wilson, that says a lot.
Yeah,
you got to be done with him. It's not working. It's never worked. It's never going to work. You can put all the weapons in the league around him, and he's just not going to be a functional NFL QB. You had no problem cutting bait on Sam Darnold. Finally, you got to do the same for Zach Wilson here. I think. There's your overreactions. It's happy hour. It's Solid State Radio. Stick around. 7 Mary 3, your local alternative Solid State Radio. What's going on? It's happy hour. He's Wes Immel. I'm Sean Cantwell. That is, what is it, Mercury, the god of
Thunder?
What, thunder or something. It is happy
hour. And rock
hour.
And roll. Anybody get that?
Rock and or roll, anyway.
Anybody get that?
No,
was a Kiss reference, God of Thunder.
Oh, God, yeah.
And rock and roll!
Shall we do some Am I the A-Hole?
Sure, why not?
Let's dive right into these, because these are always fun. Like, there's nothing I love more than, you know, judging people, and judging people is what I do best, really. So let's get right into it.
Should we play the People's Court theme while doing this?
We can.
That'd be sweet.
That'd be awesome.
Bump.
Bump.
We can.
Bump. Bump.
We can absolutely do this. Or I guess I could just let him do that.
That works.
I don't
just
know the
well.
Whole thing that. I'd probably go into something else.
That's fair. That's entirely fair.
And then there's Maude.
That too. There you go. Happy now? So, let's dive right into this, shall we?
This is ridiculous.
Am I the a-hole for telling my friend's boyfriend that he shouldn't have been allowed to eat?
Wait.
What is he eating?
Yeah.
Well... We'll explain all that momentarily. Some friends and I decided to do the trend where we have a dinner and everyone brings a food that starts with the first letter of their name. Oh my God, you people are just apparently already, your friends are like the worst people on like
TikTok.
Look,
you don't have to tell us you're white. We know you're white just by that, okay? Okay.
There's one friend of ours that's a bit of a moocher. Whenever we go out, she never pays for stuff, whether it's the dinner bill, tickets for the movies, etc. We always end up paying for her. But everyone accepted this and doesn't really have an issue with it. However, it's recently become worse. She started dating this guy a couple months ago, and she brings him everywhere with her, even when she's not invited. So now we have 2 people to pay for. Also, I feel like I have to say they do have jobs. They're not struggling. It'd be different if they were broke. Of course, in that case, I wouldn't mind. But we had the dinner last night. Everyone brought food and put a lot of effort into it. These two showed up with nothing, not even a bottle of soda. We were annoyed, but no one said anything. It wasn't until the end of the night when they were leaving that I cracked a little. The friend's boyfriend was taking home all the barbecue ribs that were left.
Jesus.
And it was a lot. Like, damn, be considerate at least. He emptied the entire tray of ribs into a container. That's when I politely asked, can you maybe not take all of it? The others might want some, too.
Well, that kind of sounds like someone we were talking about earlier, if you know what I mean. I'm not going to mention names or anything, but they used to have a local Scream top show.
Somebody dream. That's when I politely... he got all defensive and asked, why are you treating me like I'm stealing all the food?
Because you are, you jackass.
Yeah. Jeez.
I clarified that I never said such a thing and that I only asked that he didn't take all of it. He got angry, plopped the ribs back, and said, fine, I don't need your food. To which I replied, it seems like you kind of do, and to be honest, you shouldn't have eaten at all since you didn't contribute again as usual. My friend came, took him, and just left without saying anything.
Good.
Now, apparently she's angry with us, mainly me. Most of my friend group doesn't think I did anything wrong, but there are a couple who are saying I shouldn't have said anything. The thing is, I didn't say anything to my friend because I don't mind that she doesn't contribute. Her boyfriend was the one irritating me. He eats the most food but doesn't contribute, drinks the most alcohol, doesn't contribute. Orders really expensive meals at restaurants, doesn't contribute towards the bill.
Wait. We have one of those. The unfortunate part is he owns like 10 different Taco Bells.
I guess I kind of got annoyed and snapped at him. I tried phoning her to clarify I don't have any issue with her, but she's ignoring me. Maybe I should have left well enough alone. Am I the a-hole?
No, not at all.
You should have said something a lot sooner. Like,
should have said something about your friend who's been a mooch for all this time,
too.
It's
like the old saying goes, if you lend somebody $20 and you never see them again, it was probably worth it.
Yeah.
This is very, very true. Like, first off, what is it with people? And I've seen this come up a lot. When it comes to
who are these people?
Like etiquette, advice, and things of that nature. Like, who are these people that are like going out for dinner like with a group of their friends and not getting separate checks? Like, is that really a thing people are doing? Like, someone just paying like
Sean, we used to do that. Used to buy my dinner a lot.
I mean,
but that's with your generation. With this new generation, they're all about like
this new generation, dude. You're 18. Be quiet.
I know. I'm not. I don't attend TikTok. I ain't got that, man. I don't hop on.
You're the
them.
Youngest boomer I've ever met, and it's funny as hell.
This is pretty fantastic.
As his fiance's in the background, kind of cracking, smiling, laughing, going, "Yup."
No, absolutely. You can't. No, like. I see this come up like, oh, this person never pays for anything. Like, it's at what point do you just be like, oh, we're all getting separate checks then, and you're going to have to pay for your own stuff? Like, how is that not a conversation that's already been had?
Those people right. are probably loaded, too. Like, on Drew Carey's show, where, what was it, like, Lewis or Oswald, they ended up having, like, $37,000 in cash on them at all times.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know these people have, like, just stupid amounts of money just that they're not... That they just can throw around like crazy. Like, I feel like these are those kind of people.
It's like Steve Martin in The Jerk. I was born a poor black child.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Like, these people exist in real life, apparently. As far as this goes, yeah, no, you're not the a-hole for saying something. In fact, you probably should have said something a whole lot sooner than you did, man. Right? And if the friend has a problem with that, then, well... Whatever, screw them. Then you don't really need them around that much. You don't clearly don't really want them there anyway. So here's one for you, because obviously you're kind of you've now become a semi-parental figure there, Emil.
Yeah, I know. I went from doing cool stuff all the time to being a car bitch in the car line at the school.
Poor Wes.
I know.
Am I the a-hole for nuking my niece's social media accounts? Again, just snap judgment here, not knowing anything further, because I just loved like to get people on this. Am I the a-hole for nuking my niece's social media accounts?
I don't put up with people in your social media.
I'm gonna say
I only keep mine on because I run an e-business, and there's people I talk to a lot. Like, and I usually use my social media to make empty death threats to people. Can't well.
Yeah, usually me. A lot of me.
But hey, like I said, I don't actually mean them. If for some reason you were to fall off a cliff, for legal reasons, it was not my doing. For anecdotal reasons, sure.
He's just saying that now to cover himself.
Well, duh.
Well, yeah. He did learn how to cover his ass well, at least. So a couple weeks ago, I, 35-year-old male, had my sister, 39-year-old female, and her family, including an 11-year-old niece, over for a barbecue. We had a pretty good time, except with the exception of the niece, who was pretty much constantly on her phone recording TikToks. Slightly annoying, but, you know, not my kid, not my problem. I talked to my sister a while ago about being careful what her niece is putting online, protecting her identity, etc. My sister brushed it off, saying niece was sensible enough not to do anything stupid.
Yeah, okay.
I figured I'd try and bridge the gap, so I asked niece what she's recording. It's a TikTok. You're old. You wouldn't get it. I work in tech, so it's not like I don't know what I'm talking about, but I decided to let it slide and do some digging later. Turns out niece has used her full government name to register for TikTok, with links to her public Instagram with the same name, so I did what any reasonable person would do. Reported everything for being under 13.
Thank you.
Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, everything I could find.
Tinder.
With the name... With the nature of TikTok trends, some of the stuff that was on there was stuff that 11-year-olds probably shouldn't be doing and definitely shouldn't be recording.
Like bong rips?
Maybe. Fast forward to today, sister calls me and asks if I can have a look at the niece's iPad. Apparently, she can't log into any of her accounts and she's having a meltdown about it. I talk her through it and it quickly becomes apparent the accounts are blocked and asking for ID. I'm in two minds, whether to tell her it was me that reported the account or just to tell her to submit the ID knowing it'll get her permanently banned. So am I the a-hole for nuking my niece's social media?
Nah. Oh, God, no.
I mean, if she wasn't a little bitch about it, you know, it might be a little bit different, but, you know. If
you probably wouldn't have done all of this at that point.
When you have to regulate, you're going to regulate. And when stuff's an issue, you know, we're going to do something about it.
Especially with an app that has all of this other random, you know, stuff that just shouldn't be on the internet in general. It's just like... That is not a place for somebody that young to be on.
Yeah, exactly. The fact that she like put her whole like her full government name and information out there into the ether.
I just love the fact people now use that phrase government name.
I know, like we. I feel
Kunta
like
Kinte.
I feel like we started making that joke years ago, and then like now it's become a real actual thing. But no, like you don't want your niece or whatever out there. I'm sure her mom wouldn't want her out there with her identifying information on the internet for any creep to come across and
just
see her on TikTok.
Just because her kid was trying to be a prostitute doesn't mean that...
Oh my God.
I just got that.
He's catching up with us, slowly but eventually.
I'm trying to get there myself. I keep thinking today's Monday.
I wish.
Because, I mean, kids don't necessarily...
Kids these days don't know...
I know, right?
Are like, you gonna play the old timey piano music?
Like
this is
shut
like,
up,
like
Wes.
Rods on.
I
bum, 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 ba-da,
yes,
bum,
I was going to do that. Shut up, Wes.
Oh, there it is, right there. Shut up.
In fact,
shut up, Wes.
Oh, that's funny because you were talking perfect. About people that are a holes. So half that band is
only half.
Mm-hmm.
That's impressive. So no,
Derek's in that.
Oh, that, okay, fair. So, as far as that goes, you know, kids these days, they put way too much of their personal information out there. Like, they don't realize a lot of the time that the things you do on social media, us elder millennials figured out, the things you do and say on social media could have the very much the real possibility to just haunt you for the rest of your life when you're trying to go, you're trying to get a job somewhere and someone pulls, you know, some video of you just, you know, wilding out or whatever on TikTok.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, I don't think we want you representing our company. It's a thing that happens, like...
Which is ironic because we're on an internet radio station.
That's fair, but we're clearly never going to have jobs in professional, polite society, Wes. That much was obvious years ago.
People have attacked me for literally just knowing Sean.
It's true.
You know Sean! I'm like, yeah? And people knew Hitler, too. It didn't mean they were bad people.
What the?
Where did that come from? Jeez.
I feel just, like, for the most part, it does.
Did you just get compared to the worst man and...
No, he's not the worst.
No, it's funny he says because that's only the second time I've been compared to Hitler this month.
Like this month?
This month?
Damn.
The first one was by our local city county sitting county commissioner. So.
Oh, which one was that? Or are you not at liberty to say on air?
The one who represents Columbiaville.
Oh.
Coleman.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Jim. I was like,
no,
Jim has
Jim's
no
not a county commissioner, you idiot.
I don't live here anymore. I don't pay attention to crap.
That's fair. All right, cut this damn music. Jesus. But no, like, you don't want some creep out there seeing your kid on TikTok and being able to find her information, track down her address and all that, or, you know, having this stuff come back to bite you later when some kid in high school finds your TikToks from back then and wants to, you know, humiliate you in front of everybody for it, or even, you know, have it come back against you when you're, you know, sitting down for a job interview someday. Yeah, there's a reason that they don't have kids, that they don't allow kids on that platform. Like, at this point, just let her, like, all right, it's because it needs her ID. Well, I guess have her send her ID, and then she'll never be able to use the services again. Fine. I mean, will she probably figure out and be able to set up a new fake account with a, you know, fake name and all that? Yeah, probably. But at least then it's one less piece of identifying information about your kid out on the internet.
Yeah.
So it's still ultimately a win at the end of the day. So no, you are absolutely not the a-hole. You're probably the smartest person in this damn situation. Want to do one more of these real quick? We're already here.
Sure,
we might as well. Am I the a-hole for refusing to have a fully child-free wedding? Again,
God, no.
Let's.
No.
For refusing to have a fully child-free wedding, so it would not be entirely child-free. You're not the a-hole for that. Okay, and I feel like this is one you are not going to regret your call on this. So I recently proposed to my long-term girlfriend. We're in planning for a wedding in summer next year. Everything's in the very early stages. My fiance expressed that she wants a child-free wedding, which I'm down for, but I want to make one exception: my son. My 15-year-old son.
That's not really a child at that point.
Yeah, that's like somebody who's in, you know, that's somebody who's there for the wedding.
I had him from a previous relationship, and we've evenly split custody of him. Until now, my fiance has gotten along great with him. We've had days out as a family. She's gone to see his games, and she's even taken him out on fun days, just the two of them. I brought up that I wanted to make an exception to the no kids rule for my son. She shot the idea down straight away and said she didn't want anyone under 16 there, as she doesn't want to feel like she or anyone else has to babysit on her special day.
That's gatekeeping. Don't give me that.
I told her no one would have to babysit him. He's 15, and she knows he's well-behaved and a generally quiet kid. She then changed her reasoning and asked why I wanted my old family and life on the day I was supposed to be making a commitment to her and our new family.
That's some Saving Silverman type crap right there, and he needs to run.
Yes.
I told her while I'll be making a commitment to her, my son will very much still be my son and my family.
Look at my son.
She equated it to wanting my ex at our wedding, which I do not and never asked. Whoa. I told her I don't care about the aesthetics of the wedding. She can pick everything else, the food, the aesthetic, the music, the dress. All I want is my family at my wedding, my parents, my sisters, and my son. That is my only ultimatum when it comes to our wedding.
Which is funny because at your wedding, Sean, you had to be convinced to have your parents, your family, and everybody else at your wedding.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't want any of these people there. They just, you know. Hell, I'm lucky I was invited.
I probably shouldn't have been. Oh. She started calling
me. You shouldn't have been invited to her own wedding? Is that what you were saying? Because if so, I'm going to agree with you on that. Hell, your wife did invite me on your honeymoon.
This is true. And you didn't even go. What the hell?
You're welcome.
She started calling me controlling by giving me an ultimatum and said I initially agreed to a child-free wedding, and now I'm gaslighting her.
Yeah, boot the bitch to the curb. Call it a day. I don't mean to sound crass, but...
She called me a dick and is now not talking to me. I think it's a reasonable want, but maybe I'm not seeing something.
No, you're not the a-hole
in any way, shape, or form.
So
Leave that woman now. Like, is she expecting like that you're just going to... remove your son from your life when she marries you? This is the reddest of all possible red flags, dude.
Yeah, and
run.
It's one. It's one exception, and she's throwing a fit. Like
it's literally
one.
her future son-in-law.
Yeah.
Stepson.
I don't know how that works. Dude. I don't have. We didn't, neither one of us had kids before we got married.
That you know about.
No, I'm pretty sure I would. Well, okay, I might not know if I have a kid out there somewhere, but no, that is not a thing.
Okay.
But please, are you kidding me?
We're gonna come back sometime about 30 years. He's gonna be Felipe Cantwell running around. Mastiquita, por favor.
You kidding me? I barely awkwarded my way into a relationship with Rachel. How do you think I was doing before
Dude,
that? Not good.
All right.
You were there.
It's like Helen Keller running through the woods. Eventually, she's going to hit a tree.
Jesus. Wes is just like, Wes is going to be single-handedly responsible for padding the apology list this week.
Sweet. No, but this is actually something I can kind of talk about because I'm more or less qualified for this. All right. So, I have been dating Aiden's mom for, let's just say 2.5 years now, give or take. And Aiden is just now 18, back in August, right?
Yep, August.
Yeah. So, when I first met Courtney, Courtney was like, hey, I have kids. I'm like, okay, that's fine. And then I met Aiden and his sister, and everything was cool. In fact, and now that Aiden is engaged also, Emily's part of the family too, and she's awesome too.
I realize you're engaged?
Yeah.
I did you tell me this? You may
know.
Have. I don't know.
But
congrats, but
yeah,
anyway.
I mean, it's like, oh, they have, okay. I'm not going to gush here, but they're some of the coolest people I've met. I mean, we all hang out. We all BS. We all play video games. We all just hang out, you know, whatever. Everything's really cool.
It seems like this one's just faking being cool until they're married, and then she plans to turn into just a total step monster.
Yeah.
Right.
That's not a great situation
like
to be.
Like Mecha Streisand.
Sure. Yeah, exactly that. That exact thing right there, Wes. Yes.
Oh, but I'm going to start singing the theme track to the soundtrack to Beaches, which was Bette Midler. I know. Shut up, Sean.
Oh, Wes. This is why this only happens once a year or so.
Hey, speaking of, are we going to do the Christmas special?
I'd like to.
All right.
Yeah, I'm down.
All right.
But yeah, ultimately, I think the judgment call here is no, you're not an a-hole. You may be the only rational person in this entire situation.
Is she the a-hole? Yes, she is.
She absolutely
yeah,
is.
She is.
Should she be your ex-fiance real quick? Abso-effing-lutely. Hope this helps.
The new Wes Immel. Yes. Not drinking too much, not smoking, on meds, exercising frequently, and 100% more thrust. Absolutely. Strap in and feel the G's, America. You've had the rest, now have the best, the Wes Immel. Ask your doctor if Wes Immel is right for you.
Jack Daniels!
Prescription drugs are nothing to mess with, especially if they're not yours. And if they are yours, make sure you know what the hell you're taking before you take it. Because you could end up like me. And nobody wants to be me. Not even me. This has been a public service announcement for WFOV on Solid State Radio.
That's it. It's over.
Jack Daniels!
It is happy hour as we get set to get the hell out of Dodge on whatever afternoon this is. Is that it? All right, that sounds about right.
Today's Tuesday.
I don't know. Not having Adam here and having random guests in the studio kind of throws that off. Like, I don't even know what day it is anymore. It's bad. Do stick around. We have a full hour, if you can believe that, of local original music.
What? Of course, you're not going to play mine because Adam can never find it.
Well, yeah, of course. It just conveniently got lost. Oh, would you look at that? He's going through a tunnel right now. But no.
The guy is drunk, but there he goes.
That's also entirely accurate, but also so is this.
Wes, shut your white ass up.
All right.
I had an opportunity to bust that out yet today, so I felt like I had to. I'd be failing the show and our listeners if I didn't bring that up.
That's true.
It just wouldn't feel right. Wouldn't feel like I'm doing my job as a whatever the hell it is I'm supposed to be here. Either way, sessions, next, music, local, original, yada, yada, yada. You get the point by now. All being well, maybe Adam will be back tomorrow afternoon at 3. Maybe not. We'll see. Either way, see ya.